not like a horse radish.
We were talking about this other vegetable, the one that I have growing on my fence.
The okra?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Are you raising that?
Oh yeah, we have okra.
I like that.
Yeah, we like okra too. That's one thing about okra. It'll start bearing now and it'll bear all night of frost.
Uh-huh.
So you keep the pods cut off.
Uh-huh.
That's all, just keep them growing.
Uh-huh.
The okra night of frost.
You mentioned that you grew potatoes.
Yeah, we grew potatoes.
What kinds do you grow there?
Irish potatoes.
That's the white ones?
No, it's a red potato.
Uh-huh. Do you grow any of those with yellow meat?
No, we don't.
Are those at all common in this area?
I don't think they are. I don't remember seeing them. Now, the sweet potato, they're common in this
mm-hmm.
part of the country, with yellow meat. But the Irish potato, they're most all white meat that I know of, the Irish potato.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are white peeling, some of them red peeling, but they all got white meat.
Mm-hmm. Those with the red peeling are good, aren't they?
Yeah, they're the best potato.
That's fairly new, isn't it?
No, we've had them for years. But it was one time here that we couldn't hardly grow any. The red potatoes didn't do any good. But that was because we didn't know how to kill the bugs and keep them from eating them up.
Uh-huh.
But when we got an insecticide that would kill the bugs
uh-huh.
and wouldn't ruin the potato vines,
uh-huh.
well, we can go and grow the triumph. That's what we call the triumph.
Uh-huh. Yep. Good old insecticides. And the knowledge of how to use them.
That's right. Now you can get too much of that the wrong kind on that potato vine, it'll ruin your potato crop down
mm-hmm.
go down into your vine. So we've got to learn what to use and how to use it.
And the selective weed killers.
Yeah.
They've
been using some of those flame cultivators here in this cotton that's running down here. I think if they learn to use those weed killers, it'd be better than the flame cultivators.
Now, do you use that down the row or where?
Yeah, they run that down the row. But you've got to protect that little cotton plant to some extent, therefore you can't get quite close enough to kill all that grass in that row.
Mm-hmm.
More stressful, the tougher the grass. You kill part of it, some of it don't have an effect on them. Johnson grass is one of them.
Oh.
And the Johnson grass grew up and taken the cut. Bill Hacks paying hands up here now to go over, cut them big bunches of Johnson grass out where your flame cultivator wouldn't kill them.
Oh, my.
And so it's a little bit rough all the way around on that.
Well, it's interesting to me that there's a chemical out now, Dalpine, that'll kill Johnson grass.
Well, I've been hearing about that, and I was wondering if it'll really get it.
It'll do it.
Huh?
But you got to mow it tight first. You kill Johnson, kill Bermuda, but mow it tight.
Yeah.
And apply it once, 30 days later, hit her again. Now, I don't know if this is the recommended practice, but my nurseryman friend said that he did this to his garden.
Mm-hmm.
And it cleaned it out. It took all the grass out.
Well, does it affect you?
Nope. You let the ground lie fallow for 30 days, I
mm-hmm.
think, after you've done it.
Yeah.
So this would pretty well mean that you'd have to do it in the summer and wait until next year.
Yeah.
How is Johnson grass for cattle?
It's fine.
That's what I've heard.
It's fine.
I know